Good morning, Oroville. Today is Tuesday, 8th of February, and in studio are Andrea, Loretta, and some volunteers from USA. Right now it's hazy and 20 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is mostly cloudy, with a temperature range from lowest 21 to highest 28 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 29 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from northeast with 19 kilometers per hour, but later on today, they supposed to change from northerly winds to southerly winds with 18 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing crescent and 35% of it is illuminated, and the day is long today, 11 hours and 41 minutes. The Residents' Assembly Service announcing the general meeting on housing on Thursday at 5 p.m. in Town Hall. Entry Service, Housing Service, Lavenir Drowerville, and FEAMC are eager to share their information about housing. Shortage of housing for various kinds of people in Oroville. Steps taken by the Entry Service on the housing shortage. Possible solutions for newcomer housing. Development plan with Housing Service, Lavenir Drowerville, and FEAMC, socio-economic reflections on housing finances, overview on various options to provide project funding. They would like the Residents' Assembly to help find solutions, validate priorities, and legitimate decisions. It's quite likely that this meeting will not be sufficient to deal with all these aspects, and they are thinking to call another meeting to follow up on this issue. Don't forget that tomorrow at Sri Aurobindo Amphitheater in Bharat Nivas in Pavilion of Indian Culture at 8 p.m., Emergence will have a concert. That will be their last concert before they go to Washington, D.C. in March. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m., we can see tonight an Italian film, La Bufata, The Feast, made in Italy in 2007 by director and writer Mimmo Calopresti, and it is a comedy in Italian with English subtitles. Diamante is a small, nondescript town in Calabria, southern Italy. Gabriel, Marco, and Nicola are three youngsters who would like to shoot a movie. They interview an old lady. She recalls the love of her life, a distant cousin who had emigrated to America as a youth, and for whom she is still waiting. That seems an ideal plot for a movie. Unable to find the required directorial help in Diamante, they travel to Rome, where they met Amélie, a French girl who promises to mention their project to fiancé, Gérard, who turned out to be renowned French actor Gérard Depardieu. Could this be a turning point for them? And tomorrow, at the same place and time, we can see A Crude Awakening, The Oil Crash. And film was made in Switzerland and Germany in 2006 by director Basil Kelpe, and it's a documentary in English. And tomorrow at 5 p.m., still at Cinema Paradiso, the French Pavilion presents the latest film by Colin Serrault, Local Solutions for Global Disorder. And this film is in French only, without subtitles. At Pitanga in Samasti, Aurovillians and newcomers can still register their names for the Darshan token for the Darshan Day on 21st of February, today and tomorrow between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and in the afternoon between 2 and 6 p.m. Guests of Oroville may obtain their entry token directly at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram on the Darshan Day itself. The distribution of tokens starts usually early morning in front of the ashram. APA team announces the next open stage cabaret in Kalabumi on Friday, 11th of February from 7 to 10 p.m. Crepes made by Kalu will be served from 6:30 p.m. The Oroville Film Festival 11 will happen from September 29 to October 3rd. They are accepting films in four categories this year. First, films made by Orovillians guests after July 2009. Films made about Oroville bioregion after July 2009. And thirdly, films made by students of Oroville schools and Oroville outreach schools after July 2009. And the last, films that develop the theme of human unity produced after January 2008. To submit a film, they're asking you to log on the www.orovillefilmfestival.org. To suggest a film for the fourth category, they're asking you to email them on orovillefilmfestival@orovill.org. Oroville Health Fund temporarily changed the days and timings, and they will start with it on February 16 until the end of the March. And as such, the Oroville Health Fund will be open on Wednesday and Saturday afternoon between 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Solar Kitchen, in collaboration with the Budget Coordination Committee, announced that due to the unprecedented and unexpected continuous price increase in vegetables, fruits, dry food and diesel, Solar Kitchen is forced to increase the prices for lunch and dinner. So, since this Monday, 7th of February, for guests of Oroville, lunch price it is from 85 to 100 rupees, and the dinner price increased from 55 to 70 rupees. Any person or villains or newcomers or guests who is native from Oceania or has lived there is invited to a meeting at the Morgan restaurant at the Town Hall on Thursday, February 10th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And for further info, you can contact John Charles in Arca at 262-2321. It is invaluable possession for every living being to have learned to know himself and to master himself. To know oneself means to know the motives of one's action and reactions, the way and the how of all that happens in oneself. To master oneself means to do what one has decided to do nothing but that, not to listen to or follow impulses, desires or fancies. The finest present one can give to a child would be to teach him to know himself and to master himself, said Mother on Education. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.